baby, yeah, from about 1969, 1970, Tyrannosaurus Rex, and By the Light of a Magical Moon from the album A Beard of Stars. The first album I ever bought was by T-Rex, excuse me, or Tyrannosaurus Rex, as they were then. Okay, moving on swiftly, I should tell you it's 12 midday on WMFO Medford. Not sure what's happening next, so we'll keep going with the music, okay?
Thank you. the clock to the quarter to four. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, four, love it. And rolling and having fun, babe decided to drink some more. But when I looked up the clock, it was quarter to four. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, four bottle of beer.
From 1961, Laurel Aiken and the early part of Scar from Bringin's music. 1961, and the track was called Bartender. Before that, Henry Gale, we have a T-Rex from his album Other Voices. You see what I did there? T-Rex, you see? And before that, we had Tyrannosaurus Rex. You see? A Beard of Stars was the album, By the Light of a Magical Moon, which Mark Bolan was my first musical hero. And, yeah. Okay, so he went completely astray, but I blame America for that, because he couldn't break America. And like Thin Lizzy after him, a great artist, really never really recovered from that. He realized he couldn't do that, and it all went downhill from there. Okay, let's see if we can get this going. This should be Noah and the Whale. If you'd like to give us a call, the number remains as ever. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. It's about 7 minutes now past midday. I hope you're easing yourself into a Friday morning if you're not at work, or even if you are.
Christmas for you. 'Cause when the sun always shines down on your shoes, can be a blue, blue Christmas for you. Skirts fall below your knees. but there's no need to play with my heart. There's no need to play with my heart. There's no need to
somewhere in there we heard The Jam and Pretty Green, Noah and the Whale, Rocks and Daggers, Laurel Aitken and Bartender. I think you more or less know the rest, don't you? That way you can find out anyway.
Oh.
you probably haven't heard of them. They're called Honey, H-U-N-N-Y. That comes from their own label, from an EP, Pain, Ache and Loving. And the reason I played it, I ran into them at a gig down at Bill's Bar down here in Boston. And yeah, it's a track from that EP.
Hey you, that's no way out. You can't find help in a bottle or a cut. They'll choose the wrong way to remember you. They'll find the wrong words to say. Hey man, what you thinking about? Not to be blunt, but haven't heard from you in days. Are you okay? You can talk to me. Do you have anything to say?
Baseball from the album, well, it's an EP really, The Perfect Cast on Lamo, their own record, their own label. And The Waterboy Returns. Before that, Honey and Cry For Me. As I said, they're a band I saw locally here. Another band I saw locally here just recently were a band called Ian Sweet down at Great Scott in Alston, a part of Boston here in Massachusetts. I don't know where you're listening because you don't bother to call in and tell me. But anyway, that's fine. And so, yeah, I ran into Ian Sweet down at that gig. And I like him a lot. And I like this album. It's called Shapeshifter. So we'll have a track from this. This is called Number 23.
Thank you.
What can I tell you? He's a strange guy, excuse me. The artist is Jaeger Geometry. Looks like Dylan J. Nathan is the guy behind that. It's about 8 or 10 tracks spread across 2 pieces of vinyl. And that one was called Recursion on Matador. And yeah, difficult to find out much about him. I must speak to the guys at Matador. I have a connection there and find out a bit more about him. The track was called Recursion. Before that, Ian Sweet on Hardly Art, which I'm sure you know is an offspring of Sub Pop. So the kind of poppier bits of Sub Pop end up on Hardly Art. which is no bad thing. Shapeshifter is the album, number 23 from Ian Sweet. And before that, Modern Baseball. You're still listening to me. God bless you. How have you lived this long? My name is Charlie. If you'd like to give us a call, 855-915-9636. No one ever calls in, but that's part of the fun. Anyway, we'll move on swiftly with something from a guy called Papadocio. I think this is a one-man band as well. Have a listen to this. We'll be right back. Papanoosio and Out of Hiding from the album Extras in a Movie on its own label from last year. Before that, Jaeger, Geometry and Recursion, as I said, on Matador. Can't find out anything about Dylan Nathan, but that was him anyway. 22 before 21 now before 1 o'clock. I'll be out of here then, so if you want any last minute requests, well, you haven't bothered so far, so it seems highly unlikely, but you could always give us a call. The novelty would frighten me. Give us a call on 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 if you are feeling very brave indeed. Music now from St. Seneca and the album Such Things. This is Rare Form. Wow, who knew it started so loudly, huh? Not me, that's for sure.
Dial your lungs.
I wonder where he came up with the name Icky Thump, because Icky Thump is one of those quintessentially English things, and he's blatantly not remotely English. Jack White and his merry bandoleros, as they were, the White Stripes, from the album Icky Thump. That was Little Cream Soda. Before that, St. Seneca from Such Things, on Anti-Epitaph. Zach Little and Marin Jones and all that bunch. You know the crew, right?
What's up, guys? You are now listening to Car Seat Headrest.
That's a great album. Car Seat Headrest and Teens of Denial is the name of the album. And that track was called Fill in the Blank. Does it amuse?
not enough. Should I give up and let you? What more is there to take from me? There's nothing else to give you, dear. There's nothing.
Elvis Costello, not an artist you'd ordinarily let me hear, let me play on the radio, but there you go, with Emmylou Harris from one of his best albums, The Delivery Man, and a track called The Heart-Shaped Bruise. And before that, Car Seat Headrest, Fill in the Blank. It's a great album. Teens of Denial on Matador came out a while ago and still playing it here. And before that, The White Stripes. That's just about it from me. It's about just coming up to 4 minutes before one. Thank you for your company over the past couple of hours. My name has been Charlie Sedaka, and it remains Charlie Sedaka. But then you can't win them all. And I'm out of here. And but the good music continues right here on WMFO. I hope you're having a fantastic holiday. And thank you for being with us these past few hours. And I'll leave you with a new single from Graham Nash. This is called Myself at Last. It comes from a new album from him, This Path Tonight. It's got 10 songs on it, and it's very, very good, from Graham Nash, OBE, no less, up there with the Beatles and people like that, and Myself at Last. And have a great holiday.
Slowly fading, and the night comes on so fast. I'm drowning in my dreams. It's so hard to fight the past. cost. And I'm rolling down this lonesome road to lose myself at last. My past. So I'm screaming at the universe, just enough to make her laugh.